The clerk will please record the verdict. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I want to sincerely thank you for your dedicated service in this case. Without public-spirited individuals such as yourselves, we wouldn't be able to have the jury system that we are so fortunate to have. So we are all indebted to you for your diligent service in this case. I'm going to be releasing you from the order you not discuss the case. You'll be free to discuss the case with anybody you wish or not. It's totally up to you. What I'm going to say now is what I say to jurors in every case. A couple of observations. One, the statement that you make if you decide to talk, and generally what happens is the attorneys are in here for about 2 minutes after you leave. So if you want to talk, just remain outside in the hallway. They'll be out there just shortly after you leave. You might want to keep the following things in mind. Statements the jurors make at the conclusion of trials are taken very seriously. So some might say that if you're not prepared to swear to it, don't say it, because it might come to that. In other words, it could be what you say could be significant. It could somehow come back in the form of a post-trial motion. So the attorneys take what you say very seriously. As far as what you are prepared to discuss, some feel that comments made by other jurors in the confidential environment of the jury deliberation room should remain confidential. They may distinguish between sharing with the attorneys what they themselves felt versus what others may have said in the confidentiality of the jury deliberation. That's another thing. But again, whether you talk to the attorneys is totally up to you. You can talk to them or not. It's totally up to you. So with that, once again, our sincere thanks to you for your diligent service in this case. Please report to the jury services office just to tell them so they'll know you were here today and your jury service is completed. Thank you again for your diligent service in this case. Ladies and gentlemen, you are excused at this time.
I'd like to make one brief statement, if I may, to the jury.
Yes.
Obviously, we at Illumina are very somber. We hear your message, and one of the things I want to say is it's very, very important to us that this be a learning experience for the company. We would like to speak with as many of you as would like to stay behind. We want to solicit your very candid input on what led to this result. And in addition, another thing I wanted to say is you've been wonderful in terms of sitting through about a month of highly technical scientific data. I want to leave business cards for my co-counsel, Nikki Espinoza, and her legal assistant, Rose Mercado. Next Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Illumina, we would like to invite any of you who wish to be there to come. We'll have light refreshments at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. We will show those who have an interest the technology, which you've heard so much about, and we would hope to further receive additional candid feedback from you on how you reached your decision in case any of you can't stay today. I'll just leave this here. Thank you.
You wish to say anything, Mr. Pantone, equal time?
Yeah, I want to know if we're invited to the 6 p.m. meeting. Other than that, I obviously want to thank the jury for their service as well.
Once again, thank you very much. You are excused at this time. You can keep those or leave them on your chair. If you leave them on your chair, we'll probably just destroy them.
Again, that's next Wednesday, 6 p.m. at Illumina.
May it be stipulated that the exhibits will be returned. Stipulate to release of the exhibits to the proponents.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
You'll prepare a judgment?
Yes.
Anything else at this time?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you very much.